I would be delighted if Paul Hamm walked across Olympic Stadium tomorrow night and draped his gold medal around the neck of Yang Tae Young. But until they make tossing a malted milk ball into the air and catching it in your mouth an Olympic sport, I'm not likely to be an Olympic athlete, so I'll be circumspect with my advice. But a lot of people have been freely counseling Mr. Hamm that conferring his gold medal on Mr. Young is the right thing to do. Paul Hamm won that medal in the all-around gymnastics finals on Wednesday night, but three judges had miscalculated what's called the start value of Mr. Young's parallel bars routine, the degree of difficulty by which a performance is measured by a tenth of a point. Paul Hamm won the gold medal by 12 one-thousandths of a point. Mr. Young received the bronze medal for his miscounted score, and the judges have been suspended. Now Paul Hamm has been booed by crowds in Athens. A number of columnists and angry fans have exclaimed that they see signs of American greed and imperialism in his refusal to surrender his medal. Once he'd expected to march shoulder to shoulder with the other great athletes of the world, including Yang Tae Young, in Sunday's closing ceremonies, but now Paul Hamm has already flown back to Ohio. I think there is something incongruous about sports writers who have not been known to pass up a free drink, exhorting 21-year-old Paul Hamm to give up his gold medal. Jacques Roga, the president of the International Olympic Committee, points out that even if Mr. Hamm gave away his medal, he is still recorded as the winner of the gymnastics title of the 2004 Olympic Games. He doesn't see giving away his gold medal as any kind of appropriate consolation prize to a competitor like Mr. Young, who is supremely capable of winning his own world titles, and who probably will. Mr. Roga says it's important that the rule of judges not be overturned by boos, applause, or editorials, even when the judges are wrong. Otherwise, he says, Olympic medals will be won by the clamor of crowds. He also points out that athletes compete. It's impossible to say how Yang Tae Young would have scored if he'd known that his start value was a tenth of a point higher, or that Mr. Hamm would not have improved his performance by a tenth of a point. Jacques Roga says that the suspended judges weren't corrupt, they were merely mistaken. In sport, you have to deal with the human error, he told reporters, just as you have to deal with human achievement. It's part of the game. Mr. Roga reminds us that the ancient Greeks devised tragedies for the stage. They created the Olympics to be games.